a couple stories recently in the news about, the problems at the border continue to be exacerbated. Joining us now to talk about this, the former acting DHS secretary. He is now with America First. He is Chad Wolf. Chad, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Now, glad to have you on here. Glad to be talking about this, because this is a problem that it doesn't seem like it's ever going to go away. Is the problem getting worse, or is it finally being addressed in a decent manner?
No, look, you know, the problems that we've had on the border have been 2 years in the making, and they're not getting any better. They're only getting worse. Now, you know, from time to time, a lot of folks in the mainstream media don't cover it. So one seems to think that it's going away and that it's getting better because it's not being reported on. But if you just look at the numbers, you look at the statistics, and you look at what's going on in the border and in communities all across America with the amount of fentanyl coming in, the crisis on the border is continuing.
We're talking with former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf. So a couple kidnappings recently, high-profile kidnappings that are garnering some headlines. It's looking more and more like this is not just a one-way funnel into the country. These are problems that are kicking, you know, once the problem gets here, it's a secondary problem.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think if you look at, you know, whether it's the human smuggling, it's the violence along the border, it's the illegal narcotics and the fentanyl being smuggled into the country, I think there's a common denominator, and that is the Mexican cartels. And there's about six or seven of them that operate along that our southern border, their northern border, from the Gulf all the way to the Pacific. And I think we've got to get serious about combating these cartels. We've really viewed them as a law enforcement matter for the past several decades. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's been working. I think the evidence will tell us that's not working. So I think we really got to get serious. We got to put all options on the table, and we got to come out with a strategy. This administration needs to tell the American people how they're going to combat those Mexican cartels that are killing Americans every single day with the amount of fentanyl that's coming across that border.
Yeah, the fentanyl crisis is a big one. Here in Louisiana, we've seen record years for, I want to say, 3 to 4 years straight of overdose deaths due to fentanyl, because it's not just about people taking fentanyl. It's being mixed with every other drug under the sun now. So when it comes to combating that, you said all ideas need to be on the table. What are a few of those ideas?
Yeah, I think a couple that we've been talking about here recently is designating the Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations. And that gets you a couple of different things. You can sanction them, and you can go after their finances in a way that perhaps you couldn't beforehand. We also talk about authorizing the use of military force against the cartels that the U.S. Congress could do to give the president some authority to do that. And once that occurs, obviously, not only can you use the armed forces, but you can also start targeting them from a cyber perspective. Mm-hmm. You need to look at financial institutions on tying up their money. I think this needs to be a whole of government approach. There's a variety of different departments and agencies that need to be involved in this, but it can't be just something that they do as the second or third thing in a given day. This needs to be top of mind. This needs to be number one priority for them, because this is impacting American lives every day. You know, we've got our armed forces who are protecting the United States overseas and in places like Afghanistan. Well, used to be in Afghanistan and other places, but this is in the Western Hemisphere. This is our neighbor to the south. It's very dangerous. The large portions of Mexico are not controlled by the federal government, instead by these cartel members. And this is a clear and present danger to the United States.
We're talking with former acting DHS secretary, now with AFPI as the executive director, Chad Wolf. Chad, okay, so you bring up terror organization. I think a lot of folks will be on board with that, because we can all agree the impact that they have here in the States is one that inflicts terror upon a lot of us, whether that be through the human trafficking or knowing that our neighbors could turn up dead due to fentanyl overdose tomorrow. But the use of military force, I think, is an interesting one, because we've seen a change in our 9/11 brought about a change where we didn't go after a country. We had to go after Al-Qaeda, right? And that wasn't a government, but traditionally that's what our military has fought against. This would be even more, compartmentalized. How can we use our military force for something that is such a small faction of what's coming from a nation?
Yeah, well, we've done this, right? I mean, we've done this not only in Afghanistan against the Taliban and others, but ISIS, right? These are areas, or these are groups that control areas of countries. And the Mexican cartels are not much different. Look, we've done this in the past under Plan Colombia, under President Clinton. The U.S. military helped go in there and take out the cartels there in Colombia. This is something that we do. This is something that our armed forces, particularly the special forces, are trained to do. We just have to have the will and the leadership to do that to our neighbor to the south. Look, it's not going to be easy, and there's going to be some hard decisions that are going to be have to be made. But if you want to put Americans first, and you care secondary maybe about what the Mexican government thinks about you, I think that's the right approach. I think that's what Americans want, is let's put Americans first, let's put our interests first, and solve this issue, and then let's worry about, you know, diplomatic overtures to the Mexican government, making sure that we are respecting their sovereignty. Of course we do. But when their country and their president, they will openly admit that they do not control parts of their country, that is a dynamic and a shift that we need to get our minds around, and then we need to act accordingly.
Last minute, we got 1 minute to go with Chad Wolf, former acting DHS secretary, now with America First. Let's close out on that Mexican government. Where the hell are they in all this? Where, like, you mentioned the word helping. We can help out. Would we be helping them, or would we be intervening overall? Where's the Mexican government in all this?
Yeah, look, President Lopez Obrador, I think, is compromised when it comes to the cartels. I think there are some there's been some reporting out there that his administration is far too close to the cartels. And so his slogan, right, when he ran 2 years ago, well, 3 years ago now, was hugs, not guns. And if that's the approach that you have when you have elements of your country controlled by terrorist organizations, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. So I think we've got a compromised partner there. Uh-huh. We should do what we can with them, what they're willing to do. But then if we have to go it alone, I think for the American people, we've ignored and admired this problem long enough. It's time we take action and we do something about it.
He is Chad Wolf with America First. Appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.